This audio is brought to you by MagneticThought.com. Conscious manifestation is all about intention. Whether you realize it or not, you are manifesting something all the time. Most of us manifest on a subconscious level, where our subconscious thoughts and beliefs inform the decisions we make and the way we live our lives. And many of us have a subconscious that is more negative than we realize, which results in the manifestation of negative things in our lives. Conscious manifestation, on the other hand, is about making a conscious and informed choice to exude positive thoughts and develop the motivation needed so we make choices that bring those things we want into our lives. Conscious manifestation gives us power over our lives, which then eliminates the feeling that life just happens to us regardless of what we do. We grow to understand that we are more in control than we think, and that if we can gain control over our conscious thoughts and actions, we can often get what we want out of life. What is intention? An important part of conscious manifestation is intention, or a determination to think and act in a certain way. Essentially, intention is your purposeful decision to uproot and purge unconscious thoughts, behaviors, and patterns that keep you from manifesting what you want from your life. This means taking time to first assess any negative thoughts, behaviors, and patterns. The next part of intention then requires you to replace those negatives with positive counterparts. Ultimately, the goal is to create an environment where there is enough positivity and you have enough belief and motivation to take the steps needed to generate what you want in life. How does intention work? Conscious manifestation requires an intentional decision to shift thoughts and patterns of thinking. This means you must first decide that you are ready to do the work required to uproot negativity and embrace positivity. In making that intentional shift, your thoughts, emotions, and beliefs become better aligned. This then puts you in a position to produce the appropriate actions needed to support those thoughts, emotions, and beliefs. First, you would uproot any negative thoughts, behaviors, and patterns. Such things can include negative self-talk, destructive behavior, or surrounding yourself with discouraging people. Then you would replace those negatives with positive counterparts. Using the previously mentioned example, this would mean introducing positive self-talk via affirmations or meditation, establishing healthy behaviors, and surrounding yourself with positive people. Implementing intention allows you to move from a state of just being hopeful to a state of action. Your energy and thoughts become more focused, and you are able to channel your efforts more strategically. How to effectively use intention to produce conscious manifestation. Once you intentionally decide to uproot the thoughts, behaviors, and patterns that are proving to be a detriment to achieving your goals and dreams, you naturally move into a space of conscious manifestation. Once those things have been removed, you replace them with positive thoughts, behaviors, and patterns, and those conscious thoughts then inform everything else in your life. With a more positive thought process and behavior pattern, you can establish a clear vision for your future, establish clear goals, and develop the internal motivation needed to drive yourself forward in life. Conscious manifestation is not about wishing things into your life, but about being action-oriented and motivated enough to make those dreams a reality. Our choice to fully embrace and pursue our desires strengthens us with the stamina and courage needed to produce the results we aim for. If you are truly ready to make your dreams come true, move beyond wishing and get intentional about the pursuit of those dreams. You hold the key to your future, and by unlocking intention and conscious manifestation, you can unlock your dreams. Let us know your thoughts on the above, together with any further tips, in the comments section below. Thank you for listening.